You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Friday the 22nd of February. Prepper tip of the day. Inventory everything. Go through your checklist. We don't know what's coming, but it would be a good idea to inventory everything, go through your checklist, and, of course, fill in the gaps. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, my personal physician, Dr. Len Wilbert, D.C., and we're going to talk about health-related matters. Dr. Wilbert has a website. It's AccuTouch. That's Alpha Charlie Charlie Uniform Tango Uniform Charlie Hotel. AccuTouch.com. There's a link on my web, on my links page at thelibertyman.com. If you do not have internet access, he has a toll-free telephone number. That's 888-323-1786. Doctor, good morning, sir.
Greetings, John, and the millions that are listening in.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, tell us about how new clients get a free AccuTouch session. How does that work, sir?
Well, there's a couple different ways. We can communicate verbally over the phone, and I can walk you through some exercises. Or if you happen to come to this magnificent part of St. Louis and you're here, or if you're in the vicinity, we can arrange a time for you to come and physically experience one-on-one an AccuTouch stress-less session. It doesn't necessarily have to be one-on-one, because if you're, say, in California and you're stressing because all this weather is different than it's ever been, can help you deal with that stress remotely over the phone, teleconference. It doesn't have to be one-on-one. So it works whether it's direct or whether it's satellite. Remember, if we can connect to Timbuktu by way of cell phone, humans can connect consciously and change lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can. Well, that's good to know. With the modern age and modern communications, distance is no longer a hindrance, is it?
It is not. I talked to one of my IT guys, and my question was, are we ever going to run out of web space? Are we ever going to run out of internet access? And he was a bit perplexed because he hadn't actually thought about that, but the answer was no. No, we will never run out of space on the, what is it, the World Wide Web now?
Right, right.
I don't know where it's stored, but we have infinite amount of storage.
Well, that's reassuring. Well, Doctor, what direction would you like our discussion to go today, sir?
Well, here's what I'm anticipating. This is the 22nd of February. This is the day that my son separated from his mother 34 years ago. And so this is quite a special day for me. I'm just basking in the ambiance. And in fact, he FaceTimed me early this morning because he has 4 3/4 children, so they get up early in the morning. They get up at like 5 or 6. And
Wait a minute. 4 3/4. How can you have 3/4 of a child? educate me, doctor. What's 3/4 of a child?
the fifth one is due sometime in March.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yes. March happens to be my month. I was separated from my mother on March the 1st. I was almost, a leap year baby. I was almost a leap year baby, but I made it. So if I were a leap year baby, I'd be significantly less mature than I am now. I'll be 2047 on March the 1st. So, I'm still here, and I'm here for a reason. And so here's what I like to do, John, is just set up the next 8 sessions and make it down to 4, or it may carry over to more than 8, but under AccuTouch, that's what I do to help improve mankind, to help mankind get further along the perfection scale or get back to our perfect energy self. That's why we're here. The purpose of life is to figure out how to use your mind to get back to your perfect energy self and align with creation. Trees are already getting ready for rain, and we're what most of us are doing with our minds, but please don't watch the news. So things that are out of your control are just that. We endeavor to see things the way they are and then process them the way that we would love for them to be, not the way they are. We'll cover that in the thought aspect of New Start. But today I want to talk about nourishment. We are in a flux period right now. In another month, it'll be springtime. And this time of year, it is significant that you pay attention to the food that you put into your body. Contrary to popular opinion and belief, the only reason why we eat food is for fuel. Yeah, I know, it tastes good. Taste buds have a party. However, you wouldn't put sugar in your gas tank of your car. None of
absolutely.
Us would.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
However, we will put poisonous food in our body, and we are so wonderfully made, John, that we will continue to function even though we just put sugar in the gas tank. Processed food, fast food, food in the box, trans fatty acids. Trans fatty fatty acids are banned in Europe already. We are going to ban trans fatty acids in another 2 or 3 years. I don't know. But it's already on the books to be banned. Well, if it's on the books to be banned, why isn't it banned already? Money. It's banned in Europe. It's going to be banned here. Because it's why again? Because it's bad. Trans fatty acids. So let's go to chemistry for just a minute. Biochemistry. Some of us have microwaves. I've never had a microwave because here's what happens in microwave. Microwave is high on the energy spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum includes microwave, X-ray, all of those electromagnetic things. And microwave is way up there. And so when you put anything in a microwave, it changes the molecular structure. So in quantum physics, in quantum chemistry, molecules travel in pairs. One is named trans, the other is named cis, C-I-S-T-R-A-N-S, trans, cis. And so you've heard of trans fatty acids. We all know that that's bad for you. So any food, anything you put in a microwave, it's converted from its dual structure to strictly trans structure. So now you have this food that the molecules are converted to trans, and trans what? It's not good for you. Trans, yes. And so once you ingest microwave anything, the system that is responsible for ingestion, digestion, assimilation, absorption, yeah, that system, it doesn't recognize microwave food as anything other than garbage. It is garbage. And so the body expends an excessive amount of energy to get rid of the garbage, to get rid of the garbage. And since it expends an excessive amount of energy and gets nothing in return, you use all of your vitamins and all of your minerals to get rid of that food. And you wonder why you're hungry a couple hours later. Well, because you didn't replenish the fuel. The reason why we eat is for fuel. What fuel? Minerals, the raw materials that are necessary to rebuild, repair, revitalize, replace cells that are going, that it's going on as we speak. I can't even remember the number of how fast that our cells are being replenished every second. But trust me, they are. Skin, liver, all of our cells are being replaced as we speak. And so if we don't have the raw materials, and the raw materials are what? Minerals, not vitamins. Minerals. If you didn't have minerals, you couldn't use vitamins. So what's more important? Vitamins or minerals? Minerals are more important. Vitamins are secondary. There's a metabolic cycle. When you ingest food, it's called the Krebs cycle.
Krebs with a K, K-R-E-B-S.
EBS, yes. And those chemists out there, they know what it takes to metabolize anything that we ingest. I stayed up all night to pass biochemistry. I know the Krebs cycle back and forth. And it is an automatic metabolic processing of everything that we take in to our body. Everything. In, mouth, what we breathe in, everything that we take in our environment has an effect on our metabolic process. So microwaves are O-U-T, out, out, get rid of them. They serve zero purpose. If you have one, you may want to consider getting rid of it. My children, my oldest daughter, I spoke to her this morning. We were born on the same day, a week from now, March the 1st. She will be 2019. I will be 2047. And I spoke to her this morning, and one of the things that she said when she was growing up, "Dad, why don't we have a microwave?" I said, "Because we don't." "Well, why not?" "Because it's not good for us." "Well, why isn't it?" "Because it isn't." That's it. We don't have to have another discussion. And microwave to this day is not good for you, like X-ray, not good for you. CAT scan, MRI, any radiographic imaging of any kind is excess radiation, and it creates inside and outside the cell an imbalance of chemistry. So let's just think about it. Let's see, trans fatty acids, bad for you. If it's in the package, more than likely it has trans fatty acids associated with it, or some kind of high fructose. Fructose will fuck you up. If it has high fructose, leave it. Fructose is banned in Europe. Fructose will fuck you up every time. It will eliminate and leave you in a deficiency of vitamins and minerals. Which is more important? Minerals. Vitamins are secondary. Minerals are necessary to buffer, to neutralize acidic conditions. What do we breathe out? We breathe out carbon dioxide. That's an acid. Urine, bowel, acid, perspiration, acid. And so we have normal, keep-me-alive systems that gets rid of the acid of living. But if we put more acid in than what we can get rid of, oh, wait, hold on. We put more acid in than what we can get rid of. What happens? Well, here's what happens. Acid equals itis. Let's say it again. Acid equals itis. What itis? Every itis. Every cell itis there is. So when you get increased acid from lifestyle, lifestyle is new start. We're going to talk about that, but we're going to get back to nourishment. Nourishment, exercise, water that we take in, how we handle stress, our thoughts, how we breathe, how we rest, and then transitioning to these new concepts, make it a new start to our more well self. Because everyone is optimally well right now. If you think you're sick, have another thought. You're not sick, you're surviving. Everyone who can hear my voice is surviving. You're not sick. So we want to eliminate that from our conscious vocabulary. I'm never sick. I'm always surviving. And so when we take food in, it is for what reason again? To provide the raw materials that we need to survive. And your survival system survives at its highest level. And so everyone that's alive is surviving at their highest level. Can we survive at a higher level? Of course. Of course. Once we learn what to do, most people would love to survive at a higher level. But what do? Well, that's where Dr. Lynn comes in as a coach. I can share with you what to do because what I share with you is what I do. Well, I got to say that again. I can share with you what to do because what I share with you is what I do. So I know that it works And if it works for me, it works for everyone. It works 100% of the time for 100% of the people. So let's go back for a minute and say acid, nourishment. There's two kinds of food, acid food and alkaline food. Fruits and vegetables, alkaline. Everything else, acid. Whoa, that was easy. Fruits and vegetables, alkaline. Everything else, acid. Whoa, aren't oranges kind of acid? Well, yes, they are. But once an orange or a grapefruit or any acidic fruit is metabolized, the acid is easily buffered or neutralized by the systems that we have to do that. And what's left over is minerals. Minerals that help decrease the acid. So acid equals itis. Acid equals itis. So if you have an acid colon, it's called colitis. The number one cause of an acid colon is meat and potato consumption. Oh, but that's what we do. Well, that's what you do, but that's why colon cancer hasn't decreased.
That's right. Doctor, hold potato. That thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. Call number is 800-313-9443.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term...
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about gold and silver. And my sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial, that website's goldwealthfinancial.com. Many people are unfamiliar with the benefits of investing in gold, silver, and other precious metals because they've had very little exposure to these assets. The United States gold standard ended in 1971. That means if the dollar ever collapses, your paper money investments could become worthless. However, by diversifying your portfolio, investing in gold and silver, you can protect your hard-earned assets from any future crisis or economic collapse. You need to check out their website. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com, and they have a telephone number. A telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you very much.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 22nd of February. Quick reminder. I've recruited one. I've got to recruit several more marketing people, part-time paid marketing positions to work for me. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And that website is AccuTouch. It's Alpha Charlie Charlie Uniform, Tango Uniform Charlie Hotel.com. And you can contact him through his website. If you don't have internet access, well, just give him a call. He has a toll-free number. That toll-free number is 888-323-1786. I say again, 888-323-1786. Let's continue, Doctor.
Awesome. So we were determining the difference between foods that are alkaline or really not that difficult. Fruits and vegetables, anything that grows is alkaline. Well, what about oranges and grapefruits? Aren't they acid? Well, yeah, they're acid going in, but they have minerals which are beneficial. What about meat? Meat, acid going in, does it have many minerals? Not many. And it's more acid than the minerals it provides. And so at one time, according to my history, man did not eat meat, which means that we are not designed as meat eaters, unlike some of the other species of creation that are meat eaters. They have short digestive tracts. We have long digestive tracts. And so when we combine meat and potatoes, the number one dish on most of us in this country, not me, of course, and hopefully after this discussion, most of us will change slowly. A potato is a carbohydrate, and the carbohydrate is instantaneous fuel. And so if you took a potato or a piece of bread and just put it in your mouth, you would not have to do anything to begin the digestive process. Your body would recognize that this is instant conversion to fuel, and you produce an enzyme called ptyalin. And that potato or that bread will dissolve, and the stomach will not have to do much to continue the processing of that carbohydrate. And it's instantly converted to fuel, but it's a short-term fuel. It's like throwing a wad of paper on a bonfire. Well, that's not going to help it. You want to continue the bonfire? You need a log. You need an oak log. You can't throw paper on a bonfire and expect it to continue. And so that's what a carbohydrate is. It's poof, instantaneous fuel, but then you need more. And so now you're going to eat a meat. And just consider this scenario. You're at a restaurant, and first thing they serve you, bread. And oh my, that bread tastes so good. And then you're going to put on top of it what? Some meat? No. You've already started the digestive process of instantaneous conversion to fuel. It's going to be difficult to get your digestive system to go back to protein enzymes. In fact, it's not going to do that. So now you have enzymes designed to digest carbohydrates that's trying to digest protein, specifically animal flesh, meat. And so now the stomach goes, well, I don't have those enzymes. Why don't you make them? Well, because I'm waiting for some more starch. And then you add some more potatoes and some more starch. And then this undigested protein goes from the stomach to the small intestine. Now, mind you, it's undigested, so the small intestine goes, hey, excuse me, what you want me to do with this? Well, I don't know. The small intestine cannot send the undigested protein back to the stomach. And so what it does is it sends the semi-digested protein from the small intestine to the large intestine. Large intestine, it does a lot of things. It reabsorbs minerals. It reabsorbs B12. And then it gets things ready to eliminate. But if it's not properly broken down and assimilated, you can't eliminate it.
Doctor, hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. To call number is 800-313-9443. Hey, come on!
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 22nd of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Quick reminder, we're talking about health. Part of overall health can, and I believe should be, having an energy cleaner. If you've got arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, get yourself an energy cleaner. You'll sleep better than you slept since you were a child with the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. And you can also check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And get your life back. Seriously, get your life back with the energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. You can also place your order right there at my toll-free order line. 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And I know a lot of you listeners don't have internet access. For you folks who do not have internet access, he has a toll-free order line. Here's that number, 888-323-1786. I say again, 888-323-1786. Doctor, there's a junior high school experiment where you take a microwave, and tomato plants. And you take 10 tomato plants, it could be 20, it could be 40, it doesn't matter. And you separate them into two groups. One group you give plain water to, and the other group you microwave the water first before you give it to the tomato plants. All tomato plants get the water that's been microwaved die. All the ones that get normal water thrive. It's a simple experiment that's done in junior high school, and people need to be aware of that, don't they, Doctor?
You know, John, I was not aware of that, but it makes sense because of what it does to the molecular structure of anything that you put in the microwave.
That's right.
And it's all on an electromagnetic spectrum. I don't know if I shared this with our audience, but there is a this is a story long time ago. I couldn't give you dates or anything, but it's documented. A seed grower, you know, this is the time we get ready to grow seeds and it's planting, and you know, there's people that's what they do. They make seeds, and there was this one particular lot of seeds. Every time, this time of year, going to the same grower, the seeds would not germinate. And so the owner of the company goes, well, let's look a little deeper into this. And it turns out that the inspector that was responsible for inspecting the seeds, the final inspector, this time of year was lamenting, remorseful over the fact that she had lost her husband. Same time, every year, and she transferred that energy to the seeds, and they did not germinate. So it's all about energy. It's all about energy. We mentioned maybe last week or the time before about Curlian photography. We can measure energy now.
We can photograph.
We can measure energy. We can see it photographically.
That's
which
right.
Is in the pudding that the more vibrant you are, the more energetic you are, the more productive you are. The faster you can heal, the longer you can live. It's anti-aging. Alkalinity is anti-aging. The more alkaline food, the faster you slow down the aging process. Oh, that was interesting. The faster you slow down the aging process. Yes, that's true. And so we were talking about acid foods and alkaline foods. Alkaline foods are fruits and vegetables. Acid foods, everything else. We are mammals. We are the only mammals that continue to consume another mammal's milk after the age of weaning. Contrary to popular opinion and belief, if you still drink cow's milk, you're creating an acidic acid bad. Acid leads to itis. You're creating an acidic environment inside and outside your cells. Acid equal itis. The young mothers that are listening, if your children have colic and blah, 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 and they're snotting up, you take them to the pediatrician, the first thing they say is take them off of milk. Oh, really? If taking them off milk makes them better, then keeping them off of milk would keep them better. I figured that out when my children were 6, 8. And my son, did I mention this is his 34th separation anniversary from his mother?
Right.
Yeah, I figured that out when he was 2, 32 years ago. We are the only species of mammals that continue to consume another mammal's milk after the weaning age. I recommend to my mothers if they are not breastfeeding, which is the absolute very best, if they're not breastfeeding, one-third carrot juice, one-third reverse osmosis water, or the purest water you can find, and one-third goat's milk, which is the closest to mother's milk. And you feed them that until they're ready for solid food, like squash. I'm an expert at raising children, so part of my forte, I've had hundreds that come through my office, and I've successfully raised three children. You know, John, the only thing we can hope for is that our children become contributing citizens and grow up well and help us when we get old.
That's right.
We've done that. Our objective in the game, just remember, everything, whether it's nourishment, which is what we're on, and then thoughts about what you're eating. If you eat a piece of chocolate cake, and just imagine this, I'm a triple chocolate cake. I mean, it's got chocolate, devil food, chocolate icing, and it's triple. Did I say triple? Yes. And you decided to eat this cake. And while you're eating the cake, you're saying to yourself, oh, this tastes so good, but I really shouldn't be eating this. Oh, now what? You shouldn't be? Now you're shitting on yourself. And then that statement, after you, I shouldn't be, now you're shitting on yourself, that statement takes you to the guilt pile. Do you know how many people before you were in the guilt pile? Yeah, everybody. Eat the chocolate cake. Taste buds are dancing. Tell your pancreas and your liver to dance. And then just realize that you can't do it again for a while. But it sure was really good. Oh, my goodness, I can just taste it now. But if you do it every day, that's sugar. Sugar is worse for you than salt. I see now we're going to have a two-part discussion on nourishment.
Right.
And so when you have improper fuel, and again, I love the analogy. You know, I don't have a 911 Porsche in the garage. One day, that's my favorite car, but any car that runs on gasoline or diesel fuel will not tolerate water in the gas tank. It won't start, it won't run. If it starts, it won't run very far. It will instantly shut down. But we can take poison and put it into our bodies, and we'll keep going. Well, the result is, if it's acid, it's itis. Well, let's just list some of the itises. Acid colon, which is the meat and potatoes. That's where we left off. When you have undigested protein that passes from the stomach to the small intestine, from the small intestine to the large intestine says, hey, are you guys on vacation or what? There's nothing I can do with this food that has not been assimilated. And so now you can't eliminate it. Oh, constipation. And then when you finally push through, diarrhea, but you didn't move nothing through, you just moved fluid through. So you're telling me, Dr. Wilbur, the number one cause of constipation is improper food combining. Absolutely. Absolutely. Meat and potatoes. No. However, here's the rule. I'll share it with our audience. If you're going to eat meat and potatoes, eat up all the meat. Eat up all the meat and then eat the potatoes. That way, what happens is you will create the precedence for digestion of protein, animal flesh. And so now that the system knows, oh, we're going to get animal flesh, we're going to digest it, carbohydrate piece of cake. Realize that the enzymes for carbohydrate and protein, fleshly protein, animal flesh protein, are different. Plant protein and carbohydrates, that's the same enzyme. Plant protein. Plant protein. We are a plant-based humanoid, human organism. I said humanoid. We're not there yet. Human organism. We were designed to eat plants because plants provide the alkaline minerals to neutralize the acid of living and everything else. Living meaning thinking, exercising. And so now we have undigested protein in the colon that hasn't been eliminated. Now the body has to protect itself and it forms a covering around that undigested protein. It's called a polyp. Oh, polyps, advanced inflammation, all cancer. We have to eliminate that word. I'm going to throw it out there because it has to do with inflammation, acid, inflammation, infection. We all have cancer cells. If you're listening to my voice, you have a cancer cell. It's just that your immune system is capable of squelching the cancer cell. And so we support the immune system. How do we do that? With healthy lifestyle, healthy raw materials. 75-80% fruits and vegetables, 25% other things. And the reason why you do that, again, is for what? Minerals. Without minerals, you could not use vitamins. Without minerals, vitamins would be useless. Really? Is that what you're saying, Dr. Edwards? Here's what I'm saying. Minerals are necessary to reduce the acid levels that we create from lifestyle and lifestyle choices. And so as a result of that, we need minerals to neutralize, buffer the acid. Now, here's the caveat, John. Every cell in the body is capable of handling acid except the heart. Acid sinuses, sinusitis. Acid joints, arthritis. Acid muscle, myositis. Acid gallbladder, cholecystitis. Acid liver, hepatitis. Acid tendon, tendinitis. Acid bursa, bursitis. Oh, we get the point. It's an itis, but it's never a heart-itis. Heart-itis is called heart attack. Every cell can handle acid, can buffer the acid with an inflammatory process, except the heart. If the heart is forced to live in an acidic environment, that's known as heart attack. Still, the number one death, cause of death in this country, man and woman, and it's totally preventable. It begins with inflammation. And so if we focus on our lifestyle, we focus on the food that we take in, if we focus on the nourishment that is necessary daily to replenish our mineral supply, then we will give our bodies the raw materials that it needs in order to rejuvenate, to replace, to repair the cells. And how many cells? Trillions. Hundreds of trillions. My latest count was over 100 trillion. I wasn't counting. I was taking the word of somebody else. We have hundreds of trillions of cells that have to be replaced every day. You are, and we've heard this before, the chain is as strong as its weakest link. Well, you are as healthy as your most acidic cell. Let me say that again. You are as healthy as your most acidic cell. So what do? We shore up our system. We provide it with raw materials necessary to repair, replenish, replace, rejuvenate. It's an ongoing cycle. I'll look at the numbers for our next conversation, but it's the skin and the liver and the lungs, they're replacing all the time. Every cell in the body is being replaced all the time. Your red blood cells, and they're important. Red blood cells carry oxygen to every other cell. How long do they live? 120 days. Oh, so that means you need to replace them. Oh, well, you got some in the hopper, you got some in the spleen and the liver, and it's a continuous cycle, and we don't think about it. What do we think about? We think about the choices we make in our lifestyle, our day-to-day decisions.
Here's our last break. Everybody, stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 22nd of February. Doctor, we got a caller on hold. We have Jill from Ecuador. Good morning, Jill.
Yeah, good morning. I was listening to some of the things that the doctor's been saying regarding carbon dioxide, and I just wanted to say it occurred to me about maybe 20 years ago that we breathe in oxygen and we expel carbon dioxide as a waste product. Then we make carbonated beverages using carbon dioxide in addition to high fructose corn syrup. So I've often wondered about that, why we would drink something that our bodies expel as a waste product. And I also wanted to say I've been enjoying the puns you shouldn't on yourself, such as the doctor's been using today. He's funny. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jill.
Sure.
Doctor, you got any follow-up to Jill's comments?
I'm falling off with laughter. Did you say Ecuador?
Ecuador.
Yeah.
She's in Ecuador.
Oh my goodness. Yes. That I'm glad you picked up on that, because until we learn to think different, we have a tendency to do that. Oh, I should have did this. I should have did that. And yeah, I shouldn't. No, what we do is we set the intention. Well, I didn't get this done, and I learned it from my mother. Do not put off tomorrow what you can get done today. So whatever you can get done today, you get it done. Then tomorrow, you set the intention. And so absolutely, because when you do that, oh, I shouldn't be eating this cake. There you go, shitting on yourself again. Yeah, enjoy that cake. I mean, it tastes good. That's why I don't do chocolate and ice cream, because I would get carried away. My taste buds would win. And so I make a conscious choice to eat foods, organic foods, and we'll continue this for the next time, organic foods, and they're becoming more and more affordable. Walmart has a whole sector, and I'm not advocating Walmart under any circumstances, but they have, and Walmart and Aldi have the cheapest organic foods that I've found. And I tend to eat organic because organic foods have twice as many minerals as conventional. Organic foods tend to not have pesticides and herbicides. Conventional does. And so what do I want to put in the most sophisticated machine on the planet called my body? Yeah, the best fuel. The best fuel, and that's where nourishment comes in. You put in the best fuel, you combine it the way you're supposed to. Yeah, if you want to eat meat and potatoes, eat the meat, then eat the potatoes. I wouldn't suggest doing it often, but you'll survive that meal. Most importantly, 75% to 80% fruits and vegetables, 25% other things, in order to promote an
Doctor,
alkaline.
You're out of time, sir. Sir, we are out of
time.
There you go. Next Friday. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up the guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.